Mars is a very complex planet to be landed on because it has some atmosphere, like as the Moon has not. So for the Moon, in a sense, it's much easier. You don't have atmosphere, so you don't bet on that. So you have some atmosphere, but a very low density. So you need some parachutes, but very high and very large sizes. And more than that, depending on how the atmosphere is at the time you land, you may wish to modify your landing behavior. So it's very, very complex, and that's why over the past decades, about half of the attempts have really failed.
It was a dramatic 7-minute plunge to the Martian surface. How much of an achievement is this for humankind?
Well, from the time you reach the upper atmosphere up to the time you are on the ground, it's these 7 minutes, a very complex sequence of a huge number of different operations which have to be automatically programmed and achieved. And a very tiny difference in one of these operations in terms of the velocity of the module, the direction of velocity, the time you break something, and immediately it's a failure. So yes, frankly, because it's very difficult to test on the ground, on the Earth, the exact sequence of things, because the gravity is different, the atmosphere is different, you have to plan for that, to model that, and really it's a huge achievement, technically wise.
Now, I imagine there were a lot of nerves from scientists all over the world during that very anxious wait for the first updates to come through confirming the successful descent. Tell us, how did you feel when it landed? What did you do?
Well, we were looking at that. I was in Paris, not at JPL. I was in Paris, so waiting for the signals to come and the signals sequentially. So we knew exactly what to wait for. And when we saw that all the signals arrived exactly as expected and exactly on time as planned, it was really huge relief and a huge emotion, really. It was very moving to demonstrate, to see the demonstration that once again JPL, because that's really these guys, managed really to land safely on this planet. Landing is only one part of that, so it's the most dramatic in a sense, but now everything else has to come. We don't know yet whether the instruments survive entirely in good shape. We'll know that in the coming hours.
Tell us about what the probe will do while it's there on Mars. I mean, we know the aim is to study the deep interior of the planet right through to its core. So how will it go about doing that?
Two sort of experiments will be done, one on a short time scale and one on a long time scale. On a short time scale, there will be an instrument essentially based or developed in Germany that will essentially measure the heat flow, as we say, from the planet. You know that the planet has radiogenic sources there, uranium, thorium, like on the Earth, and they deliver some energy. We would like to know precisely what the amount of energy there, because that's directly connected to the sources of energy within the planet that came from the very early times, at the time the planet accreted and stored mechanical energy up to the radioactive energy stored up to now. And so that will be done in the coming days, actually, after everything is released. And that's fundamental to understand what happens in the interior of Mars. But the second and probably more exciting measurement that will be done as we do on the Earth with seismic sensors to know whether or not there is still activity in the within this planet. Mars is just at the limit of a planet which was active and is getting dead in terms of the capability for the planet to still actively evolve there. It will tell us the difference between Mars and the Earth, and that's also fundamental in comparing the evolution of Mars and the Earth. What has made the Earth's evolution so specific that it, in particular, harbored life?
So you're saying that learning more about Mars can help us explain how the Earth evolved to the point where it could sustain life. But Mars doesn't actually have tectonic plates like the Earth, does it?
No, there is no tectonic plates on the Earth, but it doesn't mean that there is no activity. Tectonic plate is one of the possibility for the internal planet activity to be manifested. And this is one of the key questions. Why and how plate tectonics happen on the Earth? Why do we have 10 big plates instead of one or hundreds? And Mars is probably one of the planets that will give us clue to be deciphered there. And that will be fundamental also to understand how specific the evolution of the Earth has been and still is.